B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You watch him, NBC Sports Philly, breaking it all down. The great Jimmy Lynam on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Jim!
Anthony DeCuz, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm over the moon with this team. I'm just enjoying how they're playing, Jim. Forget 7-1. It looks great. I'm just enjoying them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, rightly so. It's been very entertaining. If last night is an indication of where they're headed, their offense was literally unstoppable. I just would caution, it's early. And
I know the schedule's been kind to them.
It has, no question.
Give them
a lot of credit. I mean, I think that for Doc to have been able to implement a style of play this quickly, a lot of credit to him and a lot of credit to the players for buying in. It doesn't happen by accident, Anthony. Trust me, you certainly know that. You need to... It's an old Pat Riley line, to get where we want to go. We need that. Your voluntary cooperation is Riley's old line.
Voluntary cooperation. I love that.
Yeah, it's a great line.
It really is.
So these guys obviously have bought in, and you see the result.
So let's talk the one guy who it's clear how much he's bought in. Because we saw his dominance and greatness in glimpses and in flashes, but now you see it every night, and that's the big man. That's Joe.
Yeah, no question. And Doc said it from the beginning. That's where it starts, and they're going to play through him, and that's what they're doing. And I think let's set it straight on Joe's behalf. Number one, he's healthy. Number two, he's in terrific condition, great shape. And I just read the other day, it was like a litany of the people that he's hired, like from dietitians to strength people to conditioning guys. He's hired personally. So he's committed to being in the best shape that he possibly can be in. And maybe that's going to be related to good health as you go forward. I think that's a fair conclusion on my part. And I think the third factor I would cite, I think he's really motivated.
Yes.
This guy's a proudful guy, and he did not make... There were three centers ahead of him on NBA team, all NBA team one,
yep,
two, and three. And that's a little bit of awakener, I think.
Yeah. I it was funny because I remember thinking he wasn't even mentioned for the MVP before the season. All these the sports books and all. He was 40-1 as an MVP.
Wow.
And I remember saying, everybody, listen, this guy's ready to come into play. He should not be 40-1.
No, that's a good observation on your part. And again, no disrespect intended on my part, but come on, Rudy Gobert is makes an all NBA third team ahead of Joel Embiid.
Exactly.
If you're Embiid and you wake up and with your device in your hand and you look and see that, like you want to smack yourself in the head. Come on, man. That ain't going to happen again.
What's really surprised me too? How well he's passing out of the double team. And, it's funny because last night, a couple instances, and it was the first thing he said was, well, I got to do better passing out of the double team. But I think he's really improved that part of his game.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and your point is so well taken. Washington makes a run at the Sixers. You have a real game on your hands late fourth quarter, maybe inside a minute. And B gets doubled. I think the Sixers are up four. Out of the double team, he finds Simmons under the rim for a dunk and a foul on the play.
Yep.
And like a tremendous play by him. But I'm going to make an observation. He's passing out of the double more effectively because of scheme. He knows where his people are. The scheme is very, very consistent. The moment Joe gets doubled, then in the game, then if he's not already at the rim, he flies to the rim.
Yeah.
From where does he fly to the rim? It doesn't matter where he is. Maybe he's in the dunker spot. Maybe he's at the top of the key. Maybe he's out getting a Coke. The moment Joe gets doubled, fly to the rim bend. He's the best diver you could possibly have. He's 6'10". He's got great hands, and you don't want him on the perimeter anyway. And the moment he goes to the rim, he gets a dunk with Joe passes to him, like that play. If he's defending, two on Joe, one on Ben, they have two on the perimeter to guard your three. It lets loose your perimeter game for three-point shooting.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
God, look at that. That's the way to draw. You're right on, man. It's such a great point that you make. It's all about the scheme. And, you know, it's funny because I'm going to ask you about Tobias, and you could see Tobias much more comfortable, right? He's got spacers now. Now I have, you know, Josh Richardson, who I like, but was a mid-range guy. He was not a spot-up shooter like a Seth Curry or a Green. He's got space. It seems like he's playing comfortable, Jim. What do you see out of Tobias?
Yeah, I like that phrase, Anthony, and I think you're right. And I think you're right for two reasons. The first you just cited, that the people around him. Hey, right now, Seth Curry, I mean, if these numbers can't hold up, and I'm right. Well aware that Curry, statistically, he's the second best three-point shooter in the history of the NBA. I'll repeat that. In the history, which I didn't realize until they made me aware of it, you know, right before the season started. He's a 44% career three-point shooter. Right now, he's shooting virtually 60% from the field and 60% from three. I mean, that's beyond comprehension that somebody can shoot it that well. But to your point, when you have guys like him out there, good three-point shooting, of course it makes it easier and takes pressure off Tobias. And I think the second thing, Tobias has a comfort zone with Doc Rivers because he played his best NBA basketball. Played a lot of good NBA basketball. He played his best as an L.A. Clipper under Doc.
So we're talking to the great Jimmy Lynam on the Comcast Business Hotline. One of the things, too, is that you look at this bench and there are roles on this bench, right? I think Shakes in his perfect role as a Lou Williams type. We talked about that, you and I, before. You got the big and Dwight Howard. I know that you're loving some Maxi. I mean, that bench is that's a good bench.
Yeah, you just cited a number of like really valuable pieces coming off that bench, and you know, kudos to Daryl Morey and the Sixers, you know, front office. I think they made some terrific offseason moves. Maybe whether you want to talk Dwight Howard, who's a tremendous addition as a backup to Joe, a veteran, a guy who won an NBA championship last year. Right down to the draft pick, Maxi, this guy's NBA ready. The moment's not going to be too big for him. Shake sliding into that role where he looks very, very comfortable as a sixth man. I don't think you want to rule out Matisse Thybul being a part of this rotation as a defensive specialist kind of guy. So I concur that this bench is good and has a chance to get better.
Yeah, I'm so excited. What do you want to see going forward? Obviously, the schedule is going to get tougher, and you're going to be playing the Spolstras in Miami, and you're going to be playing, you know, the Brooklyn when Durant is back. Like, you know, I know tonight there's no KD, but what do you and of course Stevens in Boston, and what do you want to see out of this group?
Well, I normally what I say, Anthony, is like give me 10 games. And I'll give you like a sense of what's going on. Give me 20 games and I'm ready to go to the bank. Meaning, you know, 20 games of where people play, the schedule starts to even out, meaning you've played a number of good teams. And that random sample of numbers after 20, which under normal circumstances would be a quarter of your season, you could for most teams, most years, you could take those numbers and they'll be the same as they will be at the end of the season. So really, I'd love to see the Sixers be able to sustain where they are offensively right now, because they're in not just a tremendous flow, but they're really shooting the ball very, very well. And if the one area that they'll be able to improve as time goes on, they'll improve their defense a bit, which is not bad right now. But I think this team has the potential to be right there at the top of the league with the best defensive team night in and night out.
Love it. Love it. Jim, you're the best, brother. Listen, I want you to have a happy, blessed, and safe new year, you and the family.
Appreciate, buddy. The same for everybody. Hopefully, 2021, we can look forward to good things and put the past year behind us.
Yeah, brother, I hear you. We're off to a good start. Let's get to February, man. Jeez. Thanks, brother. Have a good one, pal.
Good,
see you.
Good talk.
You're always a pleasure. I love Jimmy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.